This tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW888. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We hear a lot about Jesus these days, but how in the world do we know that the one we hear so much about really lived? Well, that's a logical question, isn't it? I mean, who's to say that he's just a myth, that he didn't really exist, and that he's just a dreamed-up, fictitious character? There's the lady who stood up in front of the 2,500-student audience and stated, and I quote, "Historians today have fairly well dismissed Jesus as being historical," end quote. The lady who said that was a congressional candidate for the Progressive Labor Party, a Marxist, in New York. So, historians have dismissed Jesus as being real, huh? She apparently hadn't done her homework, because a true historian knows first and foremost, as historian John Montgomery states, that the New Testament documents can be relied upon to give an accurate portrait of Jesus Christ. But in addition to the Bible, there are other sources. For example, a man named Cornelius Tacitus, born in about 52 A.D., a Roman historian who was also governor of Asia in 112 A.D., writes of the death of Christ and tells of the existence of Christians at Rome. He says this Christ was the founder of the name applied to those who followed him, Christians, and that this Christ was put to death by Pontius Pilate, procurator of Judea in the reign of Tiberius. Of course, that agrees with the Bible. Then there's a man named Lucian, a satirist of the second century, who also spoke of Jesus Christ and Christians. Flavius Josephus, who was born about 37 A.D., was a Jewish historian and commander of Jewish forces in Galilee, and he speaks of Jesus Christ. Here's what he said, and I quote, "Now there was about this time Jesus, a wise man, if it be lawful to call him a man, for he was a doer of wonderful works, a teacher of such men as received the truth with pleasure. He drew over to him both many of the Jews and many of the Gentiles. He was the Christ. And when Pilate, at the suggestion of the principal men among us, had condemned him to the cross, those that loved him at the first did not forsake him. For he appeared to them alive again the third day, as the divine prophets had foretold these and 10,000 other wonderful things concerning it. And the tribe of Christians, so named from him, are not extinct at this day." End quote. Now, that's what Flavius Josephus, a writer not included in the Bible, said about this Jesus. Jesus is real, all right. He actually lived. He is a man of history. On and on the list goes of those who wrote about him, not even included in the Bible. Of course, included in that number are those who are not necessarily friends of Jesus, and in fact were enemies of Christians during that first and second century. A man named Plinius Secundus, who was governor of Bithynia in Asia Minor in 112 A.D., wrote to the emperor Trajan seeking counsel as to how to treat these Christians, and he explained that he had been killing both men and women, boys and girls, and that there were so many that he had put to death there that he wondered if he should continue doing it. And in his letter, he mentions Christ. A man named Justin Martyr, about 150 A.D., defended Christianity to an emperor, and he referred him to Pilate's report, the Pilate Jesus stood before in the Bible, and that report to which Justin referred was supposed to be preserved in the imperial archives. So, all this is to say that Jesus Christ is real. He is historical. He actually lived. He is a man of history. And you might find it interesting that one of the latest editions of the Encyclopedia Britannica uses 20,000 words in describing this person, Jesus. His description took more space than was given to Aristotle, Cicero, Alexander, Julius Caesar, Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad, or Napoleon Bonaparte.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in Providence.